Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Brent Reid from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL team. Good evening, Reedy.
Hello, gents.
Reedy, let's start off with some news. Firstly, impacting probably the Queensland Origin side with an injury today.
Yeah, look, Jai Arrow hurt his leg at training today. He didn't fly to Sydney with the team tonight, but the Gold Coast Titans tonight. They're obviously down here to play Manly tomorrow. So he hasn't come down with the team. The suggestion is he won't play tomorrow night, but he looks like he should be all right for Queensland. Although Kevy has said he wants everyone training on Monday when they come into camp. Obviously, it's early stage at this moment. We haven't got official confirmation out of the Titans yet on what's happened, but it looks like he won't play tomorrow. He will be right for Origin selection, but obviously it comes down to Kevy and whether he wants to take that risk going into camp.
And some clubs interested in Jai Arrow, though, looking to pry him out of the Titans.
Yeah, look, he's got a year to go on his deal, and he's one of those. They obviously want to keep him in the Titans. They want to extend him out. But there's a handful of, well, not a handful. There's more than a half a dozen clubs that have sort of expressed an interest in Jai Arrow. And Manly, I believe, is one of them, the side they play tomorrow night. Now, obviously, there's a lot of factors that go into Jai Arrow's decision. One of them is who the coach is. And we've obviously got the news today that there's a review going on at the Gold Coast Titans. I think on the Saturday show last week, I spoke about Garth Brennan and how important that game against Canterbury was for Garth Brennan's future. They lost that game, and now this week the club's announced a review. Mel Meninga will do that review, and the coach will be under the gun. So Garth Brennan's future will probably hinge on the outcome of that review, and that'll be done over the next few weeks. So that could have an impact on Jai Arrow's decision, because he'll obviously, I would suggest, want to know who the coach is going to be. So it's going to be a huge few weeks for the Gold Coast Titans. They've got some big decisions to make, and there could be some big ramifications from those decisions.
Can you tell us something that came out of the Titans camp today in relation to the players turning up and going 10-pin bowling? What was all that about, Rudy?
I don't know. I heard about that. That's a bit bizarre, isn't it? I think they turned up expecting to be flogged, but they actually went 10-pin bowling. So, look, I mean, Garth, he's trying. He's trying different things to try and get the best out of them. We'll find out tomorrow night, won't we, against the Manly side that's got three ex-Titans playing for the three guys. They basically dispense with it all. They've all settled in at Manly and been really effective. So, you know, if they come out and dust up the Gold Coast Titans, you wouldn't have thought it would reflect really well on the coach. So it's a massive game. Like, obviously, last week was a huge game for Garth against Canterbury, but this is another massive game for him because, you know, he's fighting for his future at the moment. 2-8's just not good enough, and that's a club that needs success and wants success and needs to start having some, or he'll be toast.
And Rudy, I don't think it's just purely based on the performance of this year. It's going to come down to recruitment, retention, and some of those decisions that have been made in the past, the Jarryd Hayne experiment, obviously offering Ash Taylor the sort of figure that he's on at the moment, money. Getting a guy like Bryce Cartwright on massive money up there as well. Some of those decisions, I'd imagine, will also, you know, be put under the microscope.
All right, Reedy, but quickly, we've got to move on from the Titans because there's a bigger story for a team that's playing out here tonight. Dallin Watini-Zelezniak has basically been told by the club that he can start looking elsewhere.
Yeah, look, his manager's in England at the moment. He's overseas, Tyron Smith. So he has actually contacted clubs in the past 48 hours saying, look, are you interested? If you are, I'll be back on Tuesday. Let me know and we'll start talks then. So, you know, there's a couple of clubs that have obviously been linked with him already. Parramatta, the Cowboys, they're the obvious front runners at the moment. Look, I'm sure Michael Maguire would love to have him at the West Tigers, but they just simply don't have the salary cap room for Dallin because there's reports next year he's on as much as, and I've got to say, this is only speculation, as much as $800,000 next year on the back end of the deal. So, you know, Penrith are going to have to chip in a fair chunk of that. I mean, I'm not sure what he's worth in the open market, but I wouldn't say it's anything north of maybe 400. So whatever the difference is to his deal, they're going to have to chip in. So, you know, the next week, I reckon we'll know what's going on with Dallin. But his manager's back on Tuesday. Those talks will heat up then. And, you know, I'll sort it out after that, I guess.
Reedy, where did this go so wrong? Because over the last couple of years, he set such a great standard. He was the captain for New Zealand. He still is currently the captain for New Zealand. And consistently, he's played such good football. And then he had that brain explosion a couple of months ago at Shark Park. And then it just hasn't been the same.
I'll tell you where I reckon it went wrong. I reckon when he went away and played for New Zealand, became the captain that over there, he came back and he thought he was entitled to play a different position at Penrith. I mean, Dylan Edwards has been the fullback there for a little while. I understand the money that Dallin's on, and he came back and he probably wanted to try something a little bit different. But as you know, Wendell, the best way to go about that is head down, bum up, do what's best for the team.
Yep.
Yeah, especially when you're on that sort of money and you're a senior player and you come back and you carry a lot of influence, you need to make sure, and you've got a new coach, you need to make sure your attitude's right. And from what I've seen, his performances on the field this year, his attitude's not right. Yeah, and therefore, if he's on the money that Rudy's talking about next year, I can totally understand why Penrith are looking to move him on.
Yep.
Because he's certainly not worth that to the club.
Yeah. I mean, when you say where's it gone wrong, Dale, I mean, where do you start at Penrith this year? I mean, you know, if you listen to the rumour mill, there's just all sorts of issues over there within the playing group. And Dallin's just the tip of the iceberg, really, in terms of, you know, players being shopped around and players being linked with other clubs. So, you know, I think it's only the start, to be honest. I think there's a roster overhaul about to go on over there, and we're going to see a fair few players moved out of there.